Welcome to the St. Mark's Lutheran Church by the Narrows podcast channel. The sermon you are about to hear is from our worship service on April 7th, 2024. For more information about the community and ministries of St. Mark's Lutheran Church by the Narrows, you can visit our website, smlutheran.org. And if you would like to contribute financially to help sustain the ministries here at St. Mark's, you'll find information on how to do that there as well. And now, here's Pastor Audrey Lukasak with the Gospel reading.
The Holy Gospel for this day is written in the Gospel of St. John, the 20th chapter. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Judeans, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing in him, you may have life in his name. The Gospel of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. I invite you to pray with me. Spirit of the living God, come now and grow our faith in the risen Christ. Deepen our hope. Come and strengthen our love and water in each of us a desire to be your faithful family forever. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Has there ever been a time when you may have felt so filled with fear or even doubt that you felt locked in a closed room, for uncertain of what the future may be? Now, last week, we gathered together as a faith community, and what a resurrection celebration we had. We not only had 60-plus people from the congregation from the ages of 3 to 83 staying up here telling of the story of the risen Christ. We had the bells, the marimbas, and the brass. They included songs where we sung the Alleluias. We had, for all of Lent, our songs were without that word Alleluia. And we had wonderful celebration to be reminded of the risen Christ and how the risen Christ continues to be active in our own lives. Last week, we heard from Mary, and we heard from Peter, and we heard about John. They were the ones, Mary was the one who, in the dark, came to the tomb filled with grief. But then when she heard from the people who were the two angels or the two people in the tomb and said, "What are you looking for?" And when she went out and she heard Jesus say her name, she was able to see that Christ was risen. We know that Mary, she said to us that people thought she was crazy, but yet she had heard Jesus call her name, just as Jesus calls each of our name every day and tells us and reminds us that you are a beloved child of Christ. Peter left that morning still confused after the tomb because he didn't see the Lord. But later that night, when the disciples huddled together, they were filled with fear, fear of uncertainty. They hadn't yet seen Jesus alive, but they were filled with fear, wondering, would the guards wake up and come looking for them, thinking and accusing them that they had taken Jesus' body? Or were they wondering, would Jesus come to them and even say something that, why weren't you there for me on that Good Friday? Or they were afraid what Jesus might think of them, even in this time with a lot of fear. John, when he looked into the empty tomb, he believed right away. Would Jesus come to them and say, "Why don't you believe like John?" They were filled with fear. They were behind locked doors, just like sometimes we have found ourselves filled with fear behind locked doors. But somehow, Jesus entered into that room, and what were the first words Jesus said to the disciples? Did you hear it in the gospel? Anybody? What did he say? "Peace be with you." 3 times in our gospel story, we hear these words, "Peace be with you." As a hospital chaplain, I would always encourage people to find a mantra to help them with their fear, sometimes using those words, "Peace be with you." And when they repeat those words over and over again, something happens. They do experience that peace. Well, again, as Jesus came and said these words, he didn't stop there. He said what we were reminded last week, that when Jesus died and went to heaven, God said, "I am sending you back alive because there's work yet to do." Jesus came into that locked door room with the disciples and said, "Peace be with you." But he also said, "As the Father has sent me, I send you." And he breathed into them the Holy Spirit, giving them to go out and to share the good news of the risen Christ. But we also heard in our gospel story that Thomas, one of them, was not there. I have no idea why he was not there. Some people kind of have hypothesized, you know, of where he might have gone. But he said how important it was to touch the wounds, the places, and for him to see. And Jesus knew of his doubts. And yet, what does Jesus do? He appears before Thomas. And before Thomas can even say any words, he said, "Touch my hands. Put your hand in my side." Hearing the story of Thomas and also about Peter and the other disciples, I can relate to many of them at different times in my life. But it is in those moments of doubts and fear where Jesus keeps coming and appearing to us. Sometimes we just have to have eyes to see how the living Christ does come to us. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who have not seen, yet have come to believe." How have we seen and experienced the risen Christ in our own lives? Is it maybe when someone texts you or makes a phone call and just said, "You know, peace be with you, I'm thinking about you today"? There are many different ways in which we encounter the risen Christ. We just need to have eyes and a heart to be open and receptive. So sometimes, like I said, at the Bible study on Wednesday, when I kind of took over and let the group take over because I wasn't planning to be at the Bible study because Pastor Mark already knew that he was exposed to COVID. But I asked the group, I said, have there been times in which you have doubted? And almost everybody there said, yes, they have. It's kind of a natural, normal response sometimes when we are filled with fear. In the sign, it says, you know, do you follow the path of doubt or do you follow the path of faith? I appreciate Paul Tillich's quote of saying, doubt isn't the opposite of faith. It's an element of faith. Again, Jesus takes the disciples of where they are, and he comes and appears to them. I was going to teach the class for adult faith formation today, and I use this picture. Easter people are people of light, hope, and a future. We are Easter people. Now, I have to admit, every day I'm not shouting with joy and don't, you know, look like these people representing light, hope, and a future. But this picture came from a woman who knew sorrow and tragedy. Her three children and her husband were almost killed in a car accident. And for 6 years, she lived with cancer. And she said it was faith and humor that kept her going. And in her article, she also said, we are Easter people who are living in a Good Friday world. Every day we see images of what's happening in Ukraine or Gaza or even in our own country. And it is in those times that we can turn to fear. But that's where we hold on to the promise of the risen, living God who is with us each and every day. And by believing in him, we do have life. Jesus came into the disciples, both with Thomas as well as in the ones who gathered in the upper room, saying, peace be with you. And peace be with you. And as the Father has sent me, so I send you. So as we continue to celebrate for these next many weeks before Pentecost, may we be reminded the risen Christ continues to appear to us every day, bringing us that peace that passes all human understanding. And may we be reminded that from our baptism, we have been given that same Spirit that empowers us to go and to share that love of God with everyone. May your hearts today be filled with that peace of Christ. And may we go from this place sharing that peace with one another. Amen.